The October 29th, 2021 meeting of the Orange County Senior Citizens Advisory Council Executive Board. This meeting is being recorded. And the Pledge of Allegiance, we have done that in our previous meeting. So we will go on to roll call for the Executive Board. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Busick, present. Elaine Genoway.
Present.
Jean Hernandez.
Present.
John Pointer.
Present.
Dave Tetzloff.
Present.
Cynthia Thacker.
Here.
Meredith Chalimi.
Present.
Okay, 100% present.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. And I see as guests today, we have with us Carolyn Inman and Barbara Sloat and Sandy Stang. So thank you for being here. We are on to item 4 for the agenda, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Are there any members of the public or requests to speak that have been received?
We did not receive any public comment requests via email, and we do not have any members of the public attending this morning.
Okay, thank you, Desiree. So public communications is now closed. And the Office on Aging updates, Erica is not able to be with us today. She had a family emergency that needed to be tended to. So Jenna, I don't know if you're providing any information on Erica's behalf or she's always in good communication with us. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was, unfortunately, it was so last minute that she did not provide any updates to me. But she did state that she will send an update to the entire executive board later this afternoon via email.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Okay, on to chair report. New business, the membership intention forms. I am still waiting for several of the forms back. It's not necessarily the forms, but it's the communication of what our members are planning to do next year so we can do our planning. Part of that planning is at our next meeting in November. You know, about half of SCAC members are executive board appointees, and about half of them have terms that are expiring. So one of the actions we will take for those who wish to remain on SCAC is to renew their SCAC membership and to approve that for another term for them. Also, we have some members that I know I have one already who has indicated that they want to change their standing committee. So we will take care of that as well. So that's why this information is important, so that we can get, you know, everyone knows what we're doing the coming year. So I will send an email out to those that I haven't received, and just a gentle nudge. It's very easy this year. Just shoot me back an email saying what you're doing. You don't have to fill out a form, but it's that communication. And we will address those items at our November meeting. Also, I just wanted to put on the agenda a preparation for our February workshop. Remember, we moved this up to February because we thought it would give us more time in the development of the priorities that we're presenting to the Board of Supervisors. So I'm putting it out there to the executive board members. Do you feel that the standing committees are ready to have some dialogue at that February workshop? What do we need to be doing? Meredith, you're shaking your head. So
yeah. You have Barbara has been doing a wonderful job. We've had really good conversations, and we have some bite-sized ideas that are practical that we're going to be ready to present. Barbara, I shouldn't speak for you. You can brag about your accomplishment.
Good. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. So, and again, these are things, what comes from the standing committee should be recommendations that are within the purview of the Board of Supervisors, because we're asking them to allocate resources towards seniors in certain areas. So I know there's a whole wide world out there, but we need to narrow it down to what is the Board of Supervisors.
It can be overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, Madam Chair, all the committees are aware of that and have focused on that I've seen. So they recognize that, what the role is and what they need to be doing, and they're ready. Good dialogue has been occurring.
Okay, Great. Well, I'm excited. And I think I'm really looking forward to this workshop, because usually the third year you do something is when it gains traction.
Right.
So this will be the third time we're doing it. So I'm really looking forward to that. So any other comments on the February workshop before we move on?
I do. I want to still congratulate the tech thing, because they, I think that came out of our workshop last or the year before. And look what we did. So kudos to all of us for, you know, stepping up. And you're right, Lillian. Things are happening because of these committees getting involved. So thank you.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we're here to do. So we need to make sure we do it and, you know, communicate that to the Board of Supervisors, because if we don't ask, they don't know, or they may know, but it means a lot more. We are appointed as their advisory body. So that's what we're advising on. So thank you to Dave and all the members of that tech committee. That was a heavy lift. You did it quickly and excellently, and thank you so much. Okay, I don't have any old business items. And as far as chair comments, just to let you know, we do have one member of SCAC who will be stepping off. And with that is also, he is stepping off of his assignment as the SCAC liaison to TAC. And that is Larry Kramer. So Carolyn Inman has expressed an interest in that. And with her extensive experience with senior issues in Orange County, I have made that recommendation to Erica. And then Erica is the one who then does the appointment. So, okay, standing committee update. Gene.
The standing committees have been meeting regularly. They've had rich dialogue. They're clearly aware of their responsibilities. What always remains as a challenge is getting quality speakers. But I do want to commend Barbara. She's embraced her role very nicely. Barbara, you want to comment on your committee?
Oh, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking.
You've done an amazing job as a public speaker, I'm here to tell you.
No, I'm really excited. And Meredith and I are like a pair of gloves that work together well. And we, at our meeting for Wellbeing Reimagined, we came up with an idea to widen the number of adult, because there is a need for adult social programming. And I thought about it, and I thought that the faith-based facilities, there are many of them around the county in close, smaller geographic areas of where they have people, you know, that could come to a church, could come to a synagogue, could come to a mosque. And I had experience with one such program that's been running at University Synagogue in Irvine for 5 years. And the person who headed that program is great. I mean, she's got a lot of experience. She's a PhD, and she's really wanting to help us put this together. And Meredith thought that perhaps we can develop the program and take it to the Board of Supervisors for help in what would we call it? A toolkit, for us to devise a toolkit for one of the, for a church, a synagogue, or a mosque to put together this social program for people with mild to moderate, my age is catching up with me. I'm losing words, but mild to moderate.
We interviewed the Caregiver Resource Center, and they said that the biggest gap in their opinion for caregiving was there wasn't enough adult day social programs. And so that's what led us down this track, and some of them shuttered because of the pandemic.
Yeah, but it's we feel it's a really doable program to expand around the county and to serve more seniors. So that's going to be the focus of our work toward presenting it at the workshop.
Okay, great. And may I suggest, if you haven't already, connect with Patty Mouton on that, because she has.
She's extensive. Helping us.
Okay, great. Yeah.
That, we're taking a field trip actually pretty soon to Mount of Olives to check it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, they're on top of it. They're doing an amazing job. Barbara, thank you so much for taking that on. And you're constantly selling yourself short. Don't do that. You are awesome. You know, you're setting a standard for others, trust me. Okay, let's see. We don't have Evelyn here, but their group is very anxious to meet and discuss goals. They virtually want to do that every meeting. In fact, they want to do it in December. I said, no, December is kind of a relaxed holiday time for us. We're going to have a good time on that one. So let all the good thoughts just percolate and just hang on to that one. So, and who's our other one? And Sandy's group, our group, the housing transportation. There is a lot there going on, and a lot of dialogue about assisting with the post COVID for our seniors and their housing needs, their transportation needs. And we've had some really good speakers that have been assisting in that regard, as far as coming up with clarification on some thoughts and ideas. And the focus really seems to be, okay, what is practical? What can we give a real practical suggestion to the supervisors without being, curing world hunger kind of thing? Let's keep it to what we can actually do. And what they could do and is reasonable and those kinds of things. And always reminding that is there a price tag attached to our suggestions, and where is that going to come from? So they're doing quite well. They have a lot of good folks there that really, well, all the committees do, that really want to be involved. So I appreciate that. And I think that's it. I don't report on Dave. He's kind of an island unto himself. So, the IT folks. And that's it for me, Elaine.
Okay, thank you. Meredith, presentation schedule.
So I'm still learning this process, and I thank you guys for your guidance and also for your patience. I have the pledge and the inspiration covered for November, and I sent that information to Desiree and Jenna. So we have our two SCAC volunteers to do those things. We're dark in December. And then in January, we're going to have the SCAC orientation. So Elaine, thank you for the information about that. And Erica gave me some additional information that I'll plug into this worksheet and send out. And then in February, we have the workshop. I had a couple of questions. Would it be okay for me to ask them now as I'm learning?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would it be appropriate for me to pencil in people's names on the schedule for pledge and inspiration for the year, and then hopefully they're okay with that, so I don't have to ask each person individually each month? Or
yeah, you just need to make sure that they read the schedule, or as we come, sometimes people don't read the agenda before the meeting and don't know they're doing something. So yeah, that would be fine. And it also depends if we're doing it virtually or we're getting back to in person.
Right.
Because when we did it in person, we like to have the person doing the pledge or the inspiration, and we also had greeters who lived close to that center, just so if they got stuck in traffic, they weren't late arriving. So that's
gotcha. Just something to keep in mind. So maybe I should only do it for a couple of months at a time?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
That's a great idea, Meredith, though. That's really a good idea. It's so much more organized when you do that. Mm-hmm. And people get a heads up if they have to think of whether it's the pledge or anything, invocation, they like to think about it.
Yeah. Well, and also it doesn't waste your time going back and forth, and people don't say no unless they know that they're going to be gone that meeting.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And then my second question was how to feather the situation with whether we're going to be in person or on Zoom when I'm inviting speakers, because if I'm inviting speakers, I guess I, for now, say we may be meeting somewhere in Orange County or we may be on Zoom.
Yeah. That's... That's the best answer I can give you right now.
Okay.
So, and I think, maybe through the spring probably will be Zoom, because we have January, February, and then March, maybe Zoom.
So the first opening that I have is March. I could focus on March, April, and May.
Yeah. Well, and for those, maybe someone who's flexible. I don't know. Or another way to look at it, March, someone who can only do Zoom. So if we're doing it that, because, you know, we really want to get back to the in-person meetings.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, you say that, Elaine, but you'd be surprised how many people are really enjoying the Zoom aspect. Not having to travel, waste gas, dress. I've been to a couple of now in-persons where the meetings were like 15 minutes. So I drove all the way down to Orange for a real quick finance meeting. I go, oh, man. Yeah. It took me longer to get there than the meeting was. So I get it. There's some that really like the face-to-face and the social aspects of it. I don't happen to be one of those, by the way, but I understand that. But some by law, you have to. So,
but also realize that, you know, part of the reason why we go to the different senior centers is so our members can see and visit the different senior centers throughout the county, because they're not all the same.
That's a plus. That's
something we should be experiencing.
And it builds that rapport. There's nothing like meeting in person at least once. Yeah.
And then the
And Elaine's right. It is better to go there. But Elaine, how about our exec meetings? Do you see those staying on Zoom?
I hope so. Okay. I hope so. Again, it depends how, because for the seven of us, you know, it just makes sense to, you know, we can communicate this way. And I know before when we talked about it, we said we would try to keep the standing committees and executive committee on Zoom, but the larger SCAC meeting once a month in person. So that's when we would all get together. So, and again, as it also depends on county council's interpretation.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I was thinking that it might be good to invite, if everyone thinks it's appropriate, the person in charge of affordable housing policy for Leading Age California for seniors. She's in Sacramento, so maybe I would invite her for March.
I don't know. I mean, is that something for the whole committee, or is that for the Housing and Transportation Committee? Does she have something to talk about that we can then use to advocate to the Board of Supervisors? That's what it all comes down to. And then, a thought flitted. Did you see it? I don't know if you have that list, but we try to keep certain months have certain themes.
Yes.
And try to align the speakers with that. So,
well, March is the theme is elder nutrition. So the other thought that I had was the senior meal providers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They've done so many different pivots and transitions over the last year and a half. Yeah.
And there's been a lot of changes. And also, you know, that might be something for us to focus on, because there's also, as Erica has told us, there's been a significant increase in need from COVID. So we need to make sure that we're able to.
So that sounds like it'll be a better fit. And then, I looked at the months. Also, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I thought that maybe that would be good for us to have the talk Saves Lives for Seniors come and present. Mm-hmm. So I'll keep working on this. And if it's okay, I can send Elaine and Gina a draft.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for all you're doing on that. Appreciate it.
And one more announcement that I have is that I'm transitioning jobs. So this is going to be my last week at Life Steps coming up. I've accepted a position at the Helen Keller National Foundation. So my email is going to be in flux, but I will let you guys know my new contact information.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Now, will you have a physical office?
I'll still be working remote from Laguna Niguel.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions for Meredith before we move on? Okay, well, on to senior center liaisons. Cynthia.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I hope and I think I believe that we all send out the flyers for the iPads to our senior centers and the Get Set Up, which I think is really important, just not for the iPads, but for overall, because it will help the seniors that even didn't get the iPads to be more connected. And I'm hoping that we all follow up and ask questions with our senior center administrators. In case we need to push maybe and I got to talk to Erica about this and Elaine. I was thinking that for following up and to see the success or any in problems that the senior centers might have, if we can maybe do a small follow-ups, not survey, but, you know, question thing and push forward Elaine to see if, you know, how well they were working and doing with this, if they needed any more help.
Help with the iPads or the
iPad distribute, I mean, request, or really the get set up. I think that for me, I understand the, you know, difficulty, and that is such a great program to help all seniors get better. The more you use, the more, you know, the thing, and they have those classes for free. If they're really pushing that or helping them, you know, how we can help them make sure that they're utilizing it. So that's
my thought. Yeah, so maybe we could do another flyer with a fresh look on it. So, and then have the liaisons.
Yeah, I really, really like that. Think about calling. I'm going to like
follow. Well, yeah, but have the liaisons, you know, call and say, I'm sending you this, and have a discussion about it.
Yeah, I think we need to do that. I mean, especially that get set up. I mean, for that year subscription, it's not just for the iPads. It's for everybody right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And I really like the get set up. It is for all seniors. So it's for all taxpayers in the county. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, Erica and I have been on so many meetings together. On one of them, I don't remember which one, she was talking about the iPad distribution. So apparently in Supervisor District 1, they are all used. So there are some available though in the other districts.
And so that would be another reason. So anyway, do I need to, will you take care of that? Should I contact Erica? I know she's busy about getting.
Yeah, I'll give her the weekend because she's, you know, has something she's addressing today, and I'll connect with her next week on a.
And I know we all do a really great job of connecting, but this is just even a better helpful avenue to, you know, really connect with them at your senior centers on this. So.
Okay. They're opening up for them to push it out on their Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Now, I went to our senior center has tech tutors every Friday afternoon, where it's the high school students coming in to teach the seniors. And I've asked them to distribute the information on both the iPads and the get set up to all of those participating in the program.
The only thing, and that's probably great, and I know Buena Park has always had a little classes and stuff. I don't know recently since it closed up, but one of the things that I remember one of the people brought up, that sometimes the college kids don't connect well, and they like older people. And that's the get set up is really geared towards, and maybe more, you know, they can connect people better because they're older.
Is really cool when you go in the room and see the intergenerational relationships being formed between the high school students and the seniors. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the school year, we have a little graduation, give the students certificates. And it's really cute because many of the people they've been tutoring bring little gifts for them. They've really, created a bond there. So.
Well, and it's great for them to kind of learn to relate to other than them, you know, young people. So, Anyway, I like to really keep going on connections.
Yeah, no, good.
Like that. So, yeah, that's all.
Okay. Thank you, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. And Cynthia, are all of the SCAC members able to connect with their senior centers? Are there any issues in any area?
I always told everybody I reach out and say, connect with me. I know Carol Downing had trouble with her email going. So I kind of add forward her stuff to her a Fullerton contact. We're still working out why her email doesn't go through, but mine go through really well. So that was the only person that's had trouble. Otherwise, lately I haven't had anybody ask me, but anybody, if, you know, let me know. I have the time, I can help call and work with them too. So.
Hey, Cynthia, if I can, Madam Chair. Cynthia, you have the our guy and your Belinda, right?
No.
You know, I'm going to get you his name because he wants to be on the email list when we send out good stuff, like there's an event for here or there or any information on seniors. I was talking to him. I said, are you getting our, because I sent him, so I said, are you getting our emails? And he goes, no, I'm not on the list. Can you put me on it?
Okay. Would you do that? Because that way, you know, like I said, right now I'm doing Fullerton too, and I do that. And anybody Perfect. Else that, you know, we can just make a group, stuff like that. So
good,
yeah,
good,
please.
Good. Yeah, his name eludes me right now, but.
Yeah. Well, email me or text me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Cynthia. Desiree or Jenna, did you see the note in the chat box? I don't know who that is, but if you could assist them.
I believe that was earlier for the housing and transportation.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, that was Michelle Leon. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, very good. So we are on to item 11. Elizabeth, members in good standing. Anything we that the board needs to address?
Well, there are two people who have not turned in any hours for volunteer work for the whole year. And one, Sherry Geyer, said she sent me it. Well, it never came. So then she said, I will try to reproduce it all again. And I have not received anything. But it's everybody else who has sent it. It's never, not, no problem whatsoever.
Okay.
Sort of like a game of cat and mouse.
Yeah, no, and I think for some people, it's the issue on the type of computer they have. I mean, I know most of us have laptops that we're using, but some members are just using their phones. I know one previous member we had used her phone for everything, so couldn't, you know, do documents. So, but I know Sherry is doing the work. So as we said before, maybe if they just give you a total number of hours, and that could be recorded without breaking it down into all the different categories. Mm-hmm. So, and is there another member we need to be concerned about? Or?
Well, Jim Levy.
Okay. Well, Jim has had some health issues. So, okay. All right. Anything else, Elizabeth?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. All right, on to announcements. Wow, we're breezing through this agenda. Okay, on to announcements.
That's a good thing, by the way.
Yeah, I know it's a good thing, especially on a Friday. Okay, anyone have any announcements that they would like to make? Okay, well, before our next meeting, it will be Veterans Day. So to those veterans, thank you very much for your service. If you would like to attend a Veterans Day ceremony here in Laguna Niguel, we are having one on November 11th at 11 o'clock at our senior center. And if you're not able to join any Veterans Day ceremonies, please pause for a moment of silence at 11:11 on that day. So,
and when they're done with yours, they can come to our city at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Same thing.
All right. Thank you. John Pointer.
I have an announcement, Elaine. The CSL concluded their 3-day annual session yesterday in the morning. And I have a press release on the selection for the 2021 legislative priorities. I was going to send it to Evelyn, but I don't see Evelyn here. Could I send it to either Jenna or Desiree to distribute to the SCAC members?
Why don't you send it to me, and I'll, because I have a email distribution list just for SCAC. We try to kind of, you know, we realize that our support staff also supports other committees, so try not to overload them with those. Plus, I'm looking forward to taking a look at that.
Yeah, we're very excited. I think we've got some really great proposals that line up nicely with the Master Plan for Aging 5 goals. So,
okay.
We'll see what the outcome is. Now the heavy lifting begins. Trying to find an author to in the legislature that'll sponsor or pick up that legislative proposal. So, we'll keep you posted on how that goes.
We'll look forward to taking a look at those, and maybe some of us have suggestions. Also, when we're talking about the Master Plan on Aging, everyone remember the November 5th. Mastering the Master Plan, which will be virtual. I hope all of you are able to attend. I know myself and Jean, though, will be at the ACCOC conference, which is the same day, same time, and all day. John, you have more.
Just following up on that, Elaine, I understand that there will be a remote site that people can also attend. So there's virtual access. And then I think they're going to try to stream from one of the Irvine senior centers.
I think it was Lakeview in Irvine. I heard that it is it's pretty much to capacity. Yes. So if you want to go to that center, you should make your reservation very soon.
So there is going to be streaming from there, right, Elaine?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Thank you. And then the those supervisors who are not able to attend have recorded messages to be played during the conference.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much. That's all I've got.
Okay. Anything else from anybody?
You know, I just might add, John, you're welcome to attend that training by that leadership conference, by the way. It is open to like our committee members and any, of course, electeds, but also they want to reach out to like the commissioners and in your case, SCAC. So if you can, it would be awesome.
Gene, are you talking about the November 5th event?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm CSL is registered. I've been so involved in the annual session. I've just come up for air, so I'm following up with the coordinators there to provide a support logo that they can use for CSL. And
okay,
I'm especially interested in the hybrid approach where you're going to be able to stream. We're looking at that as a feature maybe for Senior Rally Day. So I've never seen that work. I've seen many people try.
We're not there yet.
I'm very anxious because I'm told it will work. So I plan to, I want to see that. So I'm anxious to see that. So thank you, Gene. Appreciate that. I will be there.
Okay. Any other announcements? Okay, Jenna or Desiree, do you have anything for us before we sign off? Okay. A reminder, our next executive board meeting is November 23rd. I expect to see all of you there. We addressed this earlier in the year, whether or not to have it on that date or move it. And you all said to keep it that date. So on November 23rd, which is 2 days before Thanksgiving, I expect to see all your smiling faces at our executive board meeting.
That'll be my second day at my new job, so I will try.
Okay, well,
but I did tell them that I wanted to stay on SCAC, and they said that sounds great.
Okay, fantastic. And this is and we'll look forward to seeing you at the second day on your new job, which means you've got a few days in between, maybe. So, and remember, this is the meeting where we will then be renewing the terms for those SCAC members whose terms are expiring. Also should have a report of some new, or at least one new SCAC member. The City Selection Committee meets next week. And I've seen an application for one new member, and then the renewal applications for those who are currently on, who are currently City Selection appointees whose terms are expiring. Nominations can be taken from the floor as well, but it looks like we'll probably have at least one new SCAC member. And we'll also take care of the members who are changing standing committees. John, again.
Elaine, thank you. I also want to thank you for accommodating the CSL members on the executive board that could not attend on Tuesday. And much appreciated. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you to all the rest of the board members. And thank you to the board member who pointed that out just before we were ready to send out the agenda. So I'm happy to accommodate, and it's important that we're all here and have that discussion. So seeing no further business, no other hands going up. Oh, Elizabeth.
Has Carol Moore from Laguna Woods.
Right.
Okay, so she has applied.
She has applied, and City Selection Committee meets on November 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. Any other hands going up? Okay. With that, I will see all of you again on November 12th and November 23rd. Have a wonderful weekend, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.